The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Six households in a retirement village in Sligo were given eviction notices last November, and tenants were told they'd have to leave the homes by June of this year. And concerns have been raised for some of the residents who are dealing with serious medical conditions. I'm joined now by Labour Party Senator Nessa Cosgrove. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
I know you're going to raise this in the Shannon, but I said before the break that the clock is ticking for these people, and it really is, and there's very limited availability when it comes to places they could hope to move to.
Yeah, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on, Claire. So these, like you mentioned there were six people in this retirement village who were issued with eviction notices in November, and they have to be out by, I suppose, by June. I went down to meet them on Friday. I saw this article myself in the Irish Times on Friday, and I went down to meet one of these people that are being evicted, Elizabeth and Frank Stewart, and their husband and wife. Elizabeth is 84, Frank is 88, who has dementia and is a wheelchair user, and they have nowhere to go. Like, they, I suppose they moved into this retirement village in good faith that they would be spending the rest of their years there. You know, this is where they were going to retire and spend the rest of their years. They had their own house. They sold their own house a number of years ago, but felt that they were too old, you know, to buy a new house and get, you know, so they decided to rent. And now they really, I mean, and so it was set up for their needs. You know, it's all on the ground level. They have a wet room and, you know, and it was set up for their needs. But they literally have no, they're being evicted into homelessness.
Now, we have a statement from Sligo County Council. They say, with regards to the recent issuing of the notices at Enniscrone in Sligo, there's been no engagement between the property owner or landlord and Sligo County Council. They say, in response to calls for the County Council to purchase the homes, the Council is limited by national funding criteria and can only acquire properties under specific conditions. Affected tenants are advised to contact the Residential Tenancies Board, who are actively involved in advising tenants on their rights. So, when it comes to the possibility of Sligo County Council purchasing the homes, is that avenue closed now? Can that not happen? Is that your understanding?
Well, I would first be calling on the landlords to reverse this decision. You know, it's a small number of private, these are Irish registered companies, you know, and within the Residential Tenancy Board, actually, the retirement village is actually registered as Sonnes Retirement Village, which is the name of the nursing home in the same, you know, the same development. So I would be calling on the landlords to reverse this decision.
But the nursing home, the nursing home group has no affiliation to the owners of these retirement homes. They're separate, aren't they?
Well, it's my understanding as well, though, that there is a crossover of directors and shareholders between both NASA Holdings, which is the new landlord, and Sonnes Nursing Home. And I suppose the
I have to be careful here, because we just have to be clear. So Sonnes Nursing Home was bought by Ethos Care last year, and they said that the independent living units were not part of that acquisition. Sonnes Nursing Home Group has no affiliation with NASA BK Holdings. They own the properties in question. Now, I know you're saying that there's crossover there, but we just have to be clear that that is their side of it, and that's what they're saying. So, given that that is the situation, what is it that you say should happen now?
So, I think, like, I would love to see the landlords reverse the decision because of the stark nature of it. And I mean, it's the, I suppose, evicting very vulnerable people and elderly people and people with disabilities into homelessness is the lowest of the low, in my opinion.
And is there,
so
is there
reverse that?
Okay, so, but is there anywhere for them to go? Like, what is the housing rental situation like in the area in Enniscrone?
There's nothing. So there's no, and they've looked into that. And actually, David, which is their son, has a disability himself. He is living in the same retirement, you know, the same complex, the same retirement village, which was granted planning permission in conjunction with Sonnes Nursing Home. So there actually is nowhere for them to go. They've looked at, he's looked at that option. And due to the nature that Frank is in, and Frank's not alone, like Frank is in, he's a wheelchair user and he has dementia. So they have specific care needs. So I can understand that County Council saying that they don't have the money. They don't have the money to purchase these. So, like, I would be calling on the Minister for Housing and the Minister for Old People to intervene here and look at, you know, bringing in emergency legislation where older people and people with specific health conditions are not being evicted into homelessness. And if it comes to the case that extra money has to be given Sligo County Council in this situation. I think that, you know, the legislation, like, they can do that. They can CPO it within their own housing strategy Sligo County Council.
Well, they say that they can only acquire properties under specific conditions, and they're limited by national funding criteria as well. Have you come across this, though? Because we are hearing, certainly anecdotally, that there are other properties being put up for sale right around the country on foot of the changes to the law around rental and what can be charged and so on. Are you seeing that is an issue elsewhere, or is this the only case that you've come across?
Well, we are seeing that there are mass evictions happening. We've seen it in Wexford, seen it in Galway, and you know, I would argue that it is in direct correlation with the resident intensity bill regarding the market reset. Mm-hmm. And you know, and as well that, you know, there is kind of a worry, I suppose, as well, that not only are these up for sale, but they're going to be left vacant for 2 years, and they're, you know, up to 2 years, so that they can actually then re-rent them under the new market reset, wherever the value is. And the value is only going to go up, I suppose. The value of these properties are going to go up. So it's really concerning, Claire. It's really, and this is not, and it's not alone. I suppose this has come up over the last few weeks. We saw it in Wexford, and like, these are 6 people now out of 27. 6 have been issued with notices to quit, you know, and like, it is concerning. And I suppose in an opposition, as an opposition party, and we weren't the only party in opposition to raise these concerns with the minister when we were debating, which was unfortunately as well, which was guillotined in the Senedd, but when we were debating the fallout of the new Residents and Tenancy Act, you know.
Nessa, thank you very much for joining us on that one, which is a story we will be keeping a close eye on. That is Senator Nessa Cosgrove.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.